from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can give us a text at 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We have some new Brandon Ayuk stuff. And I'm just tired of the whirlwind, man.
Mm-hmm.
You get news early in the day. You get whispers, oh, it could be going down. And then you hear, oh, he's leaning Steelers. And then you hear, oh, he's leaning 49ers. Well, just before I tucked myself into bed for a little Illinois Rutgers slumber last night, this is the latest from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network.
This situation has been uncomfortable. It's been contentious. It's still a little bit of both of those as we sit here right now, at least between Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. I'm going to try to inject a little bit of optimism here because you talked about that Instagram post the other night, Tom, where Ayuk said that there are two options. Let's just pick one, right? I dug into that a little bit, and what I've been told is that Brandon Ayuk would prefer to stay with the 49ers and has always preferred to stay with the 49ers, all things being equal. Now, they haven't been equal, but they did make that offer. In fact, both sides sent proposals within the last, I don't know, a couple days, week or so. And the 49ers number has gotten better than what it was previously. And they have, from my understanding, they have agreed on a lot of the main points of the deal. Their offers are in line, but it sounds like there's just one more thing that needs to be ironed out. And if that thing gets ironed out, Brandon Ayuk signs the deal. He stays with the 49ers. He drops the trade request. And finally, we can put this situation behind him, and the Niners can put it behind him. Look, they did the fourth quarter comeback with Deebo Samuel before when he had the trade request. This would be like, I don't know, like Montana to John Taylor, that kind of last second type comeback. But it can happen. It has happened before. Thank you. Trying to keep the theme going. Look, as you know, we've talked about leverage, the ball's in whose court. As far as Ayuk is concerned, it sounds like the ball's in the 49ers court, and he's hoping that they can just make the final adjustment and get this thing done and stay with the Niners.
If you guys don't mind, you guys got the headphones on, people listening on the Odyssey app, people listening in their cars, if you're listening in your car, just turn the radio down just a smidge, just for a second here. And on the Odyssey app, just click the button, just turn it down just a little bit. And you guys, if you just take your headphones off just for a second. Oh, my God! I just need to get that off my chest.
I don't blame you. I don't blame
him. Well, he's always wanted to be a 49er. Look, here's what needs to happen. I'm just going to give John Lynch a little bit of advice here. Give the man a deadline. I have always had a ton of respect for John Lynch. Hell of a football player. He built a hell of a thing out there in San Francisco. Great coaching staff. Doug yes. Whaley sings the praises of that coaching staff all yes. the time, that front office all the time. The Commanders hired off that tree. It's a hell of an organization. But my man is spineless. Spineless. He is getting walked all over by Brandon Ayuk. And here's my advice, Mr. Lynch. Deadline. Give the man a deadline. Hey, Brandon, here's our last best offer. You take it or you're going to Pittsburgh by 4 p.m. Western time today. That's it. Deadline. And then you move the frig on, for God's sake, so we can all move on with our lives.
Wait a minute. Deadline. Isn't the deadline John Lynch's deadline? I think that's the holdup. It's not Ayuk.
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
Give himself a deadline? John Lynch, give himself a deadline.
No, John Lynch, give Brandon Ayuk a deadline.
Ayuk has already agreed to a deal. John Lynch is the one kind of messing this up and saying like, oh, well, we have one more step.
No, the only thing that's holding this up is, yeah, it is Lynch.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to negotiate this deal. What I'm saying is you give Brandon Ayuk the best possible deal and you say, Mr. Ayuk, you either take this or we trade you to Pittsburgh, and that's it. Now we're done. No more negotiations. No more back and forth with Ayuk. No more back and forth with the Steelers. By 4 p.m., you either agree to sign with us, this is our best offer, or you're in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
And just put an end to it.
It smells like if it is that, and if Garofalo, if he is accurate and he's correct, that's one thing, but it also smells a little funky to me because, you know, maybe the 49ers want this out to get what they want actually back even more. Like, say, like one last punch, one last shot of putting this out there and saying that, hey, we're close to actually signing our guy back, and then the Steelers being like, oh, well, you know what, let's sweeten the deal because we really want him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I smell that a little bit. It could be so many different things, as we know.
It might legitimately be what Garofalo said there, that there's one sticking point. And if I had to guess what a sticking point would be, I would think it's guaranteed money.
Yes.
It could be that. And it could be that Brandon Ayuk, the whole time, yeah, would have come to Pittsburgh, wants to come to Pittsburgh, but would prefer just to get paid and not have to move,
mm-hmm.
get paid and contend for a Super Bowl. The Steelers, with Ayuk, in his mind, might be a Super Bowl contender, but you ain't guessing with the 49ers. You were there last year. You're always there. So I could understand why he'd want to stay there, but just get paid what he thinks he's worth. I'm just so tired of it.
I've never seen a trade deal like this before.
No.
I don't know. I mean, maybe there probably has been some that are just crazy, but like this is wild. And it all started with San Francisco letting Ayuk have the, you know, the upper hand and let him go negotiate and talk to teams. Like, you know, usually you keep that control as a club.
Yes.
As a front office of like, oh no, we're gonna dictate the terms.
Think about Hassan Reddick and what just happened with the Jets.
Yeah.
They acquire him 4 months ago. He says, I don't want to be there, which that smells weird. What the heck is going on with the New York football Jets? And I won out. And what do the Jets do? The general manager releases a statement. You are under contract.
Yep.
You are a Jet. We will fine your ass.
Yep.
So you better be here because you are not getting shipped off someplace else. That is an organization saying, no, we've got the power. Brandon Ayuk has owned this entire process. He's either going to get paid by a Super Bowl contender what he wants, or he's going to get shipped off to another place he wants. He has nailed this. His agent has nailed this.
That's where it's at, the agent.
Nailed this. And I imagine that if Brandon Ayuk stays in San Francisco, there are going to be a lot of Steelers fans that are going to have a significant amount of contempt for Brandon Ayuk. You will not find me among those people. You will not. I am generally pro-player before I am pro-organization, because I mean, you know better than I do. You've got a finite number of snaps in that body. You got a finite number of practices. You got a finite number of ligaments, and you got one brain. And so when a player has the opportunity to gain and utilize leverage to get the most out of their career and their body that is finite, I am going to err on the side of the player. If he winds up back in San Francisco and he gets paid what he wanted, I'm just going to applaud him. I'm going to lament all the time we've spent on it, but I'm going to applaud him for, in a situation where it appeared like he didn't have a lot of leverage, creating that leverage and getting exactly what he wanted.
I could be wrong here, and I'm trying to look it up. I'm sorry, but I feel like John Lynch and Ayuk have the same agent.
They do.
Now, that's insane.
Yeah.
He's fleecing himself. Think about that. Think about that. Like, if the agent is fleecing and getting what Brandon Ayuk wants, but he's also taking from one of his other clients.
You can't tell me that those three couldn't sit in a room and just figure the damn thing out.
Crazy.
It is wild, man. Now, there are other reports, and the headline on NFL.com here, I think, is incredibly misleading. And this was an Ian Rappaport report from yesterday afternoon. Niners, Steelers have deal agreed upon for wide receiver Ayuk. We have been talking about that for a long time, that they seemingly had agreed on the compensation. If Ayuk wasn't going to remain a 49er, all you need to do is literally cross the T's and dot the I's. Mm-hmm. We've known that. That didn't seem to be a new report, but you can't actually have a deal agreed upon until the team agrees to send him to you.
Mm-hmm. There's two deals going on, as you know.
Right. And what have we heard? There are two pathways. Is that the verbiage?
Mm-hmm.
There are two pathways here for the IU. There are two pathways here for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm just tired. And I blame Twitter for a lot of this. And people are going to get mad at Pony if he winds up being a 49er, and I understand that. But I blame Twitter for a lot of this, the newfangled Twitter, where check marks don't mean what they used to mean, and the For You tab. You go into the For You tab now, if you've been following any of the Ayuk stuff, and you're going to get hit, if you scroll for 5 minutes, with 15 different quote-unquote reports,
yep,
aggregations of Ayuk news from people who are making stuff up,
yep,
who are twisting words, and you look and it's like 50,000 impressions, 100,000 impressions,
yep,
500 retweets. And these people don't know their butts from a hole in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was one I saw that went viral yesterday. Oh, the 49ers want Connor Hayward.
Yeah, I saw that too. We obviously knew that was fake.
That's fake, in that the Steelers are unwilling to part with star playmaker Connor Hayward. And I think Connor Hayward's good. You'd think Connor Hayward's good, but star's a little too much. And for God's sakes, like, let's all try to just use common sense.
This is bizarre.
It is very bizarre. It has been weeks, and hopefully the resolution's coming in the next few days. But I don't think that anybody can say with any level of certainty that this thing is reaching an endpoint here.
I believe that Brandon Ayuk, if he were to be a Steeler, would help the Steelers out tremendously, make him an absolute contender. I think he's a really good wide receiver, but for this much commotion for Brandon Ayuk is insane to me. Like, we're not talking about Justin Jefferson. We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes. We're not talking about Travis Kelce. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk, who was a third option in the San Francisco 49ers offense last year. I think he's a great player. Well, I think he's a good player, but he ain't one of the greats. And we're making this much about this guy?
That's why he's the perfect guy for all of this. If you just want to look at it from a meta standpoint and how funny it actually is, you're right. We're not talking even about CeeDee Lamb. And we're not talking about Justin Jefferson. Jamar Chase, what now? He's gonna hold out?
I think so.
We're not talking about Jamar Chase. We're talking about a guy that I think reasonable people would agree is like the 10th to 17th best receiver in the National Football League. There is another report out there, because of course there is. We heard Garofalo. We've talked about Rappaport. There's another report out there that says Ayuk wants to be a Steeler more than he wants to be a 49er. Who reported that? Are they credible? We'll tell you about it coming up next. If you'd like to weigh in, if you'd like to vent, if you'd like to scream into the phone like I did, Hit us up at 412-928-9370 on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Continuing to follow along with this roller coaster that is the Brandon Ayuk saga, which has been going on for months, but it got hot and heavy the last couple of weeks. But these last couple of weeks feel like a couple of months, and if I didn't have gray hair before, I do now. You still don't. Do you dye your hair?
No. I have gray hair in my beard.
You have mentioned that?
If you look close.
And I can see it a little bit in the goatee region.
Mm-hmm.
You got zero on top of the head.
Yeah.
Zero on top of the head. Good for you.
Yeah. I feel like my dad, he didn't, you know, it was very, very later in age before he started getting a lot of gray hair.
Yeah.
So.
Not until it's like, what, 50s or something like that?
Like, yeah, late 50s.
My dad dyed his hair for a while. I'm like, Mark, you ain't fooling anyone. Because one day, like, he would not do it over time and gradually.
Mm-hmm.
One day his hair would be white, and the next day it's red. I'm like, brother, you haven't had natural red hair in 30 years. Who are you fooling? You are fooling nobody. And I'm getting gray early. But I think I need it because I look like a man boy.
Yeah.
You don't need the salt and pepper.
You're like, Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack. You ever seen the movie Jack with Robin Williams?
No, I haven't.
It's a good one.
Yeah. What's the theme there? Yeah, the premise.
He is like 10 years old, but he's in a 45-year-old man's body. Like, he's Robin Williams, but he's 10. So like there's like something that was messed up at birth where he's like older.
Oh.
Like looking than
his
actual age. Like, he's 10 years old, like for real, but like in a 45-year-old's body.
Okay, makes sense.
And then he's like, he acts like a 10-year-old, like he's in fifth grade.
And what happens in the movie Big? Is that similar?
I forget. That's Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
I don't think it is.
He's dancing on a piano or something like that.
Yeah, I forget what that movie's
That's
about.
All I remember from the
good
movie.
Good movie
Big.
From what I remember. But
I remember it being good, too. Don't remember a single thing about it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Jack's a good one, though. You should check that out.
Yeah, I'll put that on my list.
Kind of sad, though.
Definitely going to watch Jack. Yeah. 100% never going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
I will never watch that movie.
Like, whenever he graduates high school with all his friends that he grew up with from, like, fifth grade, he's, like, of an 85-year-old guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, like, he's...
Boy, that's
he's
tough.
He's 18.
That's tough. You ain't meeting any girls.
Right.
That is rough.
Yeah, he's like with a cane, like, walking up to the podium to...
I would say that I am a child trapped in a man's body, but I don't even know that you would argue that I'm in a man's body. I am just sort of boyish.
Yes.
Except you can see the age in my face
mm-hmm.
and in my hair. And this Brandon Ayuk saga has a lot to do with that.
A lot
to do with it. Antonio Brown tweeted about it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
He tweeted, Brandon Ayuk wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and will not accept any offer from the 49ers. Source? Brandon Ayuk.
Mm.
Hashtag CTESPN. CTESPN always has the scoop, end quote. Do you think Brandon Ayuk really told AB that? I can't rule that out. I really can't.
No.
I don't know that anybody can rule that out. Because he's broken some news.
Yeah.
AB has. Or he's just latched on at the appropriate time. I don't know.
I don't think that Brandon Ayuk would open his mouth right now.
He
that
did.
That wouldn't be business. It really wouldn't be business savvy to do that. And it seems like he's handled this decently so far in a smart way, him and his agent. If I was somewhat close to Antonio Brown, I probably wouldn't tell him anything.
That wouldn't be a guy that I would want to whisper
into
his ear.
Yeah.
No, it would not. But I can't rule it out. You say that if you're Ayuk, you'd keep it quiet. Now, he did post on Instagram last week saying that there are two avenues and the 49ers are putting a lot of stuff out there. If he were going to comment on the latest round of reports, I don't know that he would do it through AB. I think he would just do it on his own Instagram.
Right.
His own social channels.
And how can you look at that last week and see what he says and says that the 49ers are putting all this stuff out there? And then yesterday, think that they're really close on. Like, I just feel like this has gone on so long, and as a player, like, I don't feel wanted. And it has gone on this long, and there has been things that you've leaked out that I haven't been, you know, excited about. I just don't think. I don't know that there's any coming back.
Right.
Know? Like, I would think that, like, okay, this ship has passed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. Like, I don't even want to come back.
Right. If you felt disrespected at every turn.
Right.
Is
now all of a sudden
right? Is the appropriate contract offer right now going to make you forget that you got dragged through this for 4-ish months?
Right.
It wouldn't for me. I'd be looking to move on.
Hmm.
The only other angle I can think of to sort of push back against the Mike Garofalo report that we played for you in the first segment would be, and I think I brought this up yesterday too, that the 49ers know they're going to trade Ayuk. Know that the fan base is going to be really ticked off because you're not going to get any players back in the deal. And so you are trying to publicly say, we have done everything we can to keep Ayuk happy. And then when it doesn't work out, at least you can say that.
Right.
There is another player that posted on social media about the Ayuk saga. And that is the GOAT. The greatest wide receiver of all time. One of the greatest pound-for-pound football players of all time. And that is Jerry Rice. He put out there, I guess we will all find out tomorrow, GOATs, will he stay or leave at Brandon Ayuk? And that was on Instagram. So as we kind of vacillate on this, I'm imagining that those two probably have a good relationship.
Yes.
Jerry Rice doing all those great things in San Francisco. I bet you he takes a lot of the wide receivers out there under his wing.
Yep.
So he would know more than AB. Would know.
Mm-hmm.
Would he know if he were going to the Steelers, though?
Would he
tease it if he were going to be a Steeler? Because, you know, he roots for the Niners and he's around that team all the time.
I don't think he knows if he's going to go anywhere, but he's probably in contact. Like, he's in contact with the 49ers organization and with Ayuk.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of, and he could, and he could just use his savvy sense, too. He doesn't even have to be in contact. He kind of, I mean, he, you know, football players are savvy. Like,
yeah.
They know what's going on.
Yeah.
They know where guys are going to land. They know signals and different tendencies that could tip things off. I don't think he actually knows what's going to happen, but I feel like he
might know there's a resolution.
Yes,
here.
There's a resolution.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't need to cut you off there.
No, that was good because I was searching for the word.
I thought you might be.
Yeah, and you helped me out a lot.
Good read, Cordell. Bang. That's a read option, read the key, linebacker pops in, right over his head, touchdown.
Mm.
Right there.
Yeah. Cordell.
We got a lot of training camp coverage coming up on today's program. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us at 8. We'll see what he knows about Aiyuk, but we can get to the football-y stuff with the Steelers and their 90-man roster with him. And 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. And we want you here to join us after the break. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. If things don't work out with Brandon Aiyuk, where do the Steelers turn? We talk about it when we come back. Good text here at 412-928-9370. You forget, though, Rice and AB talk. They've worked out together over the years. If Aiyuk told Rice something, it's possible CTESPN has it too. Did they work out?
I don't know. Maybe.
There used to be a time when you would wait for the big-time journalist to break things. And now you're trying to remember if AB and Jerry Rice hung out back right in the day. So if it doesn't work out with Brandon Aiyuk, where do the Steelers turn? And I joked about this on Twitter yesterday. I put, who wants to do all this over again with CeeDee Lamb? And I got 95,000 impressions with that little tweet, 53 comments. And I think most people would like CeeDee Lamb to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm not so sure he's available. We've read no reports suggesting that Jerry Jones is shopping him. But you would imagine if you're in on Brandon Aiyuk and that falls through and then he does get shopped, and I'm talking about CeeDee Lamb, that the Steelers would obviously come a knocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that Jerry Jones is as savvy as John Lynch. Even though I raked John Lynch over the coals earlier in the show, I just don't think Jerry Jones is as detailed and as good at the job as John Lynch is. If he were, he wouldn't have his three best players in limbo right now.
Right, but I think he knows that they need CeeDee Lamb this year to be any type of competitive of a football team. Like, you can't, I mean, what, you're just going to have Dak who's going to throw to? Like, they're going to have to get something. I would assume. You can't go into this season without CeeDee Lamb. Like, he is, like, what, 60% of your offense?
Right.
Like, I mean, he is a beast. So, I mean, if he became available, like, if you're Omar Khan, like, you are picking, you're picking up the phone quick.
Yes.
And shooting off a phone call to see what CeeDee Lamb is up to.
Hashtag Aiyuk watch has been laborious. Hashtag CeeDee watch would be just as laborious.
Mm-hmm.
But the player is better. The Juju watch doesn't hit the same way. And I think that's where you turn if you don't get Brandon Aiyuk in here.
Oh, I think
you turn to being interested. I think you kick the tires on old Juju, and I don't like it.
I think the receivers on the roster right now are better than Juju, individually.
I'll take Van Jefferson over Juju. Abso-freaking-lutely.
I'll take Calvin Austin over Juju.
I'll take the unknown of Calvin Austin.
I'll take Scotty Miller over Juju because of his speed. I'll take Quez Watkins over Juju because of his speed.
Well, I think I'm out on Quez Watkins, but the other guys I totally agree with.
I mean, what did Quez Watkins do as a receiver? Like, he messed up as a punt returner.
Yeah, but he's going to be on the roster needing to play special teams, and that might be his role. And I can't do it after that. I can't. Can't do it, Captain. I just can't do it.
Can't do it.
I can't. But Juju ain't going to play special teams.
No.
He'd have to.
No, he wouldn't. There's no way.
But he can't be a gunner. He can't run down.
Uh-oh.
He can't run.
Nope.
He wasn't a separator when he was good. Now his knees are all banged up. Scotty Miller, at least you know he's got a role. Like, run fast, get ball. We know what Pickens is. Van Jefferson is going to be your number two, and he's going to be your possession guy.
I could see this. Like, I could definitely see this. Making a trade with New England and getting Kendrick Bourne, knowing that New England was willing to shop him.
I wonder if they're only willing to shop him knowing that they'd get a wide receiver back in return. Like, knowing that you create hole, fill hole immediately. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Or, I mean, you need help everywhere, though. You're a young team.
You know what my concern is now, man? And I think this is legit. the 49ers may have already pulled the trigger on the Ayuk deal if they could flip a pick or picks that they got from the Steelers for a wide receiver. They haven't been able to find that third team willing to part with a receiver right now.
Yeah, I could see that.
Which means I don't think that there's a lot of receivers available at this moment. Like DeAndre Hopkins had been thrown out there. There's the whole CeeDee Lamb situation. Back whenever Washington was thought to be involved because of Ayuk's relationship with Jaden Daniels, you thought, okay, maybe Terry McLaurin could then become expendable. But I don't know that anybody's available right now. And you're just probably going to have to, if you don't get Ayuk, go into the season with what you got right now, which doesn't excite anybody.
How would you feel about this receiving core? We wouldn't be having this conversation, but how would you feel about this receiving core as a whole if they didn't part ways with Deontay Johnson, they let him ride this out, and they signed Tyler Boyd in the offseason?
You'd be in a very good spot.
Very good spot. And that could have easily been done.
Yep.
Easily been done.
Easily been
and
done.
And you could have got Dante Jackson.
Yep.
Easily been done.
And I saw a list yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever it was, where Deontay Johnson was listed as a top five diva in the NFL. That may well be true. You know, Mike Tomlin clearly didn't think that he could motivate Deontay Johnson anymore, or whatever. He just didn't want to deal with the headache. Headaches change when the ball goes your way, man. Headaches change when you're racking up statistics and you're one of the reasons why your team wins. And when Kenny Pickett's throwing the ball, or Trubisky's throwing the ball, or Mason Rudolph's throwing the ball, that's going to look different than when Russell Wilson throws the ball. And whenever you've got a legitimate offensive coordinator, he may well have been happy.
Yep.
No one heard jack from Deontay Johnson. He did the backwards running thing and he dropped passes, but no one heard crap from Deontay when Ben was throwing him the ball.
Right.
He was not looked at as this malcontent. And so I think it probably all could have worked out that way. And this all points to Tomlin, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like, Tyler Boyd not here. Was that Omar's call or was that Tomlin's call? Or a little of both? We know why Deontay's not here. I don't think that's Omar's call. You've talked about it. That's Tomlin's call.
I think it was Tomlin's call because what Tyler Boyd signed for in Tennessee was a lot less than I think people anticipated, and you probably could have gotten him for that price. And Omar was like, okay, that's a bargain deal.
1 year, $2.4 million. Why would Omar Khan say no to that?
Right.
$2.4 million. Come on now. And I don't think Tyler Boyd's at the apex of his career, but he's not 30. Right? He's 29 years old.
He's been abusing people in camp right now.
He's 29 years old, right. Tyler Boyd. As your third for $2.4 million, and you're paying Deontay $18 million. That's two guys for the price of less than a Brandon Ayuk. Albert Breer says the Steelers have a $28 million a season offer on the table for Brandon Ayuk that he would agree to if the 49ers would move him. You would have Tyler Boyd, Deontay Johnson for $20 million.
And you could have Van Jefferson as your fourth.
Yeah, because I don't think that...
That was nothing.
Right.
Right.
And maybe you're in a world where Roman Wilson doesn't exist, but as we're talking about the competitive nature of the 2024 Steelers, that receiving core is better than if you had Roman Wilson and Van Jefferson.
Yes.
It just is.
And just as basic, probably just as cheap.
And defensively, there. You're still going to have Dante Jackson because they would have cut that guy loose. All right, coming up next, I might make an investment, and I want to know if you think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Before we get into some Pirates talk at 7 o'clock and the awkward and difficult conversation between Shelton and our guy Joe Starkey yesterday. Oh, my God. Get ready for your skin to crawl. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the awkward, skin-crawling ending to the Joe Starkey, Derek Shelton interview yesterday. I feel like Joe, first of all, he does a great job with these interviews. I feel like he needed a little Zeiss in there.
Mm-hmm.
A little Zeiss kind of lightening it up a little bit.
Right. Break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because you knew what was going to happen. You knew it was going to be a tough conversation because they had lost 8 games in a row. Now 9 games in a row. And O'Neal Cruz made an error. That was ghastly. Derek Shelton, in that interview, said the Pirates aren't playing bad baseball. They need a break. I don't know if I'd go that far. I think when you lose 9 games in a row, you're playing bad baseball.
Yes.
But we'll get to that coming up at the top of the next hour. And I wouldn't say I'm excited to do that, but we have a service, and we must do it. I have an investment opportunity Doran, and you are a savvy business mind, and I want to know what you think about this. Mm-hmm. And I would kind of like to know what Callis thinks about this, but whenever he thinks about a good investment opportunity, he's thinking about dropping $4K on a bus.
Correct.
Which may well pay out for him in the end. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text from a buddy yesterday, a picture of my old college house, and it said for sale and a big old phone number stapled to the front. And I Zillowed it. I looked into it. We're talking about $130,000 to get the old college house. And what I was thinking was, if I want to buy this, rent it out, a little income property, maintenance would be a pain in the ass. Then one day, if my beautiful daughters want to go to West Virginia, then guess what? In-state tuition, baby, which is like $27,000 less per year. So I'm thinking it might make sense. Thinking I might become a landlord, Doran.
Well, so would you go in with your buddy, or is there multiple people, or is it by yourself that you would go in?
Could do it either way. Could do it either way, because I think my buddies would be interested in getting in on it if they want to. But then you're splitting up the profits, too.
You're splitting up the profits, but you also, so $130,000, you're going to probably put $60,000 plus of renovations in. You can't just buy it the way it is. And
I think I would. I think I would just buy it the way it is. It has not changed. I was looking at the pictures since I lived there.
Is there people who live, people don't live, like students don't live there right now?
They're
right?
Living there now. They're renting, yeah.
But think about if you renovated, put a little bit of money in it, and then up the charge.
You could do that.
And then you can get your bang for your buck for what? So 4 years old, you know, 10, you know, 13, 15, 14, yeah. 14 years. For 14 years, you can actually make profit on it before your daughter wants to go there to use it. You wouldn't make any profit. Maybe make profit off of her roommates. But I that doesn't sound like a bad idea. Depends on how many people want to get in on it, though.
Yeah, I don't want it to be too many. Because I have 8 guys who would be interested in doing it. 8's too many.
That's way too many.
4 You're not making anything. Many. You're making absolutely nothing.
I would
nothing.
Say 2 max.
Yeah.
You and your buddy.
Yeah.
2 max.
Slap that down payment down.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I'd fix it up, though. I don't. I think I could still charge an arm and a leg. I would jack those prices up. I'd be a slumlord, baby.
Well, you'd want to fix it up because if something does actually go or does break, it's going to cost you way more money to have to fix it. Then you might as well just fix it now in the front end where you know that you'll be safe for at least how many years?
It's so bad, man, that if I'm going to fix it, I might just tear it down and rebuild. It is. That place is awful. Awful.
And you're going to want to deal with that when something does go wrong. You have to drive all the way down there.
Mm. Yeah, if not, you'd have to hire like a property manager.
Right. And then there's more money.
That's more money. This is just a bad idea.
I don't think it's that bad of an idea.
It's though. Worth talking out.
For sure.
And I also need to ask people for help here. Because we're going to the Penn State game on August 31st and our dopey butts didn't book a hotel room. And so I get a text from my friend that I'm going to the game with yesterday, and he said he got a place in Waynesburg.
Huh.
Why the hell would I stay in Waynesburg? Nice town. We know a lot of great people who graduated from Waynesburg. Why in the world would I stay in Waynesburg, which is 30 minutes from Morgantown, the night before the game when I could just live in my house and drive an hour up?
Right, right.
He didn't ask me to book the hotel. Oh, where? Waynesburg?
No.
What?
That's pointless.
What a half-baked, stupid idea.
Pointless.
I'm going to draw. We're going to go out on Friday night in Morgantown, and then we're going to get an Uber to Waynesburg? Or I'm going to not drink, and I'm going to drive at 1 a.m. to Waynesburg?
It's pointless.
What are we doing? So here's where I need the help. Anybody got a place to stay in Morgantown on August 30th? Anybody out there who's a normal human who listens to our show and loves us, not going to be using their residence on August 30th, please help me out. You can text us at 412-928-9370. I will buy beer. Men are dumb.
Dumb.
My wife was killing me for this yesterday. She's like, you've known the schedule for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
And weeks.
A long time.
Actually, years we've known when the game was going to be. And I could have booked a hotel in February or something.
Yes. You messed up.
And I feel like a woman would have gotten it done.
No doubt.
If my wife had something on the calendar for 6 months, she'd have got that done. Thank God they exist in our lives, because God knows I'd be in a ditch somewhere. Anyway, speaking of ditches, that's where the Pirates currently find themselves. And Starkey talked to Derek Shelton yesterday in an uncomfortable interview. We'll let you hear the dismount. We'll react when we come back. And we'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Right now, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.